Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting 7th. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Aldert covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Aldert, and towards Mears, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Starhowiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Starhowiak moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a pop-up into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker is 0-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Myers is 0-1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball towards left. Phillips catches it and throws to second to double up Cordova, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Scott Starhowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Starhowiak is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Aldird covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Myers and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Ray Durham now playing second base. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brent Breed pinch hits for Rich Becker. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Breed strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.